What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Big Breeze, and this is I Beg to Differ. I just want to apologize to whomever. It's been a month today, actually, since I last done a podcast. I am in the car business. I am in the cleaning business, and due to the high demand as of the past month, I realized that I really didn't have time, and I was kind of tired. But what had observed is I was looking at my analytics, and I just saw my numbers going up, and I saw the different places that the podcast was being listened to. So I just want to really thank everybody from all around the U.S. and Belgium and Nigeria and the U.K. and Australia. I really thank you, and I'm going to work hard on keeping the content consistent. I really am. So anyway, it's just been nothing major, just car sales, carpet cleaning, home improvements, and wow, well, what about I Beg to Differ? Somebody which you've been listening to all of them has sent me a message. It's like, have you stopped? Are you quitting already? And I got kind of uplifted by that, because I'm not, but I do understand now that this, doing the podcast consistently with good content, it's work. And at this point of it, it's work you don't get paid for. I just really enjoy doing it, but it is work. And I said, you know what, like today I really didn't feel like doing it, but I do actually got some free time, so that's what I'm doing. Keep it short, simple, straight to the point. First, we're going to start off with the stock tip of the week. For any of my investors out there, potential investors, people are looking at investing, you can look at it two ways. The positive is, well, I'll start off with the negative. The negative is that the market is down. It's down quite a bit. It's really, really down. The positive into that is, now that it's a bear market, you can get pretty good solid stocks in a solid, you can get stocks at a lower rate at pretty solid companies. And if you can't get the full shares, you can still go with fractional shares on Cash App. So don't make an excuse like, well, I don't have that kind of money. If you can buy a soda, a pack of cigarettes, some alcohol, you can invest into some stock. That's the positive. And I like to keep things positive, but at the same token, keep it real. And again, the numbers are down in the market, but it is a buying time. It is a buying time. It don't stay down. With that being said, I normally give out a stock tip of the week. I'm just going to say this. Buy more of what you like while it's cheap. While the prices are down. I'm not going to say it's cheap, but it depends on what you want to invest in. But buy more of it while it's down. I don't want to say anything specific. The one of the only, and I don't look at all of them, just the ones that I follow or I'm invested in, that hasn't experienced too much negative backlash due to this, and I'm going to get to this coronavirus, is Netflix. I guess after everybody's buying up all the toilet tissue and bottled water, and nobody's buying vitamins and things that will help you prevent from getting this, especially if you're under 60 years old with no respiratory issues, is Netflix. I guess people at home, you know, school is out, some jobs aren't working, and people just pretty much sitting at home, you know, Netflixing and chilling. And it went down a little bit. I think it was Thursday, but actually it had kind of remained in the green throughout this. And it's just been maybe the past 10 days, but some of the other stocks that I'm more invested in, such as Tesla, Apple being another, T-Mobile being another, they had took some, especially Tesla, took some drastic hits. So my stock tip of the week is, while it's low, see if you can get a little bit more of it. Don't think, well, hey, I'm losing money. Think about it when it's at a boom like it was at the end of the last year and the beginning of this year, when it kind of peaked. It's going to come back to that, and you'll be happier when that time comes back if you bought into something low. So keep that in mind. That's not a stock, that's the stock tip of the week. So everybody that had their words to say, We done saw it on social media. People buying up all the toilet paper and toiletries and Lysol and this, that, and other. And I'm not talking about the elephant in the room. I'm talking about the mouse on the planet, the coronavirus. I'm not by no means a medical professional. I'm not in there. No medical type of industry. I have a cousin who's a doctor. Two cousins that are nurses, RNs. And a good friend of mine is my level of intellect. She studies microorganisms type of ordeal. Viruses such as this and things of that and similar. HIV, AIDS, flu, things of that nature. And I've spoken to a couple of them concerning this matter. Not to mention just looking at it as far as what the CDC has put out and just understanding it as a virus and different doctors who've actually worked with this virus. For the people like myself who's not in the medical field, who just been hearing all this on TV and putting people in a panic, it's this a super flu or super virus. Once it gets into a person with some type of respiratory or issues or some type of issues which are more so into that older people 50s, in their 50s and 60s, as they get older, have issues with, that's who this virus is more dangerous for. So if you 35, somewhat mostly healthy and running out, getting all 10 cases of toilet tissue, I mean, for what? But I don't completely knock the ignorance, because the ignorance is coming at such a massive scale with the media putting a panic on people. And me being me, I don't really watch too much of this kind of stuff, or I don't feed into that kind of stuff. I kind of keep my toiletries and bottled water up and things of that nature, so I don't really feed into that. But I was in the store, I think it was Tuesday, I was in Walmart, which is fairly, I wouldn't say crowded all the time, but keeps a pretty big crowd, not crowded, but there's people in there. There wasn't many people in the store that day. And I found it quite pleasant to just do my normal shopping with hardly nobody in there. And then I noticed on social media, you know, people grabbing toilet tissues. And I thought about it. And doing my course of understanding the coronavirus in depth. And what the hell is people buying all the toilet tissue for when this is something that you breathe in? And then, you know, people say, well, you may be quarantined and stay home and this, that, and the other. I mean, just the panic. I mean, that's unhealthy in itself, people. Let's just understand this. The building of anxiety and you being told to panic, that's unhealthy in itself. It's extremely stressful. I lost a brother at 37 years old from heart issues that was extremely stressed. I mean, so this is not like nothing to play with. I mean, I watch some media outlets and that's all they talking about. But some of them are actually talking about who's in harm's way of this virus. And some people are actually talking about prevention attributes to this virus. And it's pretty much just, okay, avoid touching face and your nose, mouth, and eyes, your face, and keeping your hands clean is pretty much mostly what you can do. Wearing the mask and the goggles and, yeah, I mean, I get it, but for what? Let's just stop allowing to be told, and this is the basis on our beg to differ. Let's stop being told how to think. I mean, you can get some guidance on something if you don't understand it. I get that, but still think about what somebody's telling you. I mean, because like I say, personally, I really didn't get into, I never do, I'm just not that kind of person. My personality is, I don't believe you, I'm a skeptic, and I beg to differ whatever I'm being told. That's why that's part of the name of this podcast and what it is, because I just don't believe everybody, what everybody tell me. But what I would tell you is this: I wish I sold toilet tissue. I really wish I sold toilet tissue, because I'd probably be millions of dollars, I'd probably be made millions of dollars in profits, and wouldn't be worrying about Corona, the virus, or nothing else for that matter, but let's just think about it. And we have all this surplus of toilet tissue. What made you go get it? Was it the speculation? I mean, this is almost like the chicken sandwich thing again. You know, is this just a speculation of what these people are telling you? And all of a sudden, just everybody felt they had to have toilet tissue that day. I mean, like, what the hell? I mean, but one of my observations when I was in the store, because I went and picked up, like I said, I pretty much kind of stay stocked up on things. I went to go pick up some fresh fruit and fresh vegetables. And all that was out there untouched. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what the hell is going on? So at this point, I'm thinking about it because I'm constantly observing things in my surroundings. And I said, well, let me just go through the vitamin section. Let me see what people are really doing. Untouched. The only thing this store was pretty stocked, but, you know, people were in there and they were grabbing the same old, you know, bottled waters. I mean, these get some orange juice, pineapples, oranges, something with high vitamin C, which is naturally can fight off these, you know, or strengthen your immune system, if you will, to fight off a virus such as this. But everybody's so proud of having toilet tissue. I thought it was a couponing convention. I couldn't believe it. And people that don't know about couponers, my sister was one. I got a few clients that are couponers. They overdo it. But for times like this, it's a good business for them. I can't be mad at them. They do this as a job, and they already got plenty of this stuff. So I'm just like, wow. The point of it is, of course, we need to be careful. Of course, we need to be mindful of what's going on, not to contract this virus or spread it any further. Well, it's global now at this point. But, I mean, let's just be realistic. Like, I mean, come on now. And some terrible decisions have been made on the political realm of it. Don't get me wrong. Trump just... Yeah, this probably could cost him this election, because I didn't think nobody from the Democratic Party outside of Sanders would stand a chance to get him. Biden has made his run. It's looking kind of closer for him. But this here could possibly cost Trump his re-election for 2020. And the only reason I'm saying that, because there is a group that was in place, Obama actually had in place. Their sole job was to look for stuff like this while it was still small, became a big deal, and either try to alleviate the situation at where it stems from or protect our country from it. And Trump fired those people, and here we go. It started off as a hoax, and now he had to get tested. So, you know, it is, I mean, it's not nothing to take lightly. I'm definitely not doing that, but I'm not going to sit up here and just go crazy how people are going. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I was, ironically, when I was at the store, I saw this group of Asians. It was, I think they were Japanese. And me being me, they wouldn't let me record them, because I was going to record them and put them on this podcast. They didn't want to do that. Plus, they didn't have the best English. But I just spoke with them, and their thoughts with this being... coming from, well, granted, Japanese, just for the record, Japanese people do not like being mistaken as Chinese people. I don't know what it is with that, but they not with that. But I just asked them as far as being Asian and them being closer to the birthplace or the source out of Wuhan, China, if you will, being closer to, how did they feel? And they was pretty much like, we scared just like everybody else. You know, we don't have it. And, the one young guy who spoke the best English out of them, he made a statement that come up with this observation was, he was like, it's like people are treating us weird just because of how we look, and, you know, the coronavirus from China, we're from Japan, and we've been in the States for X amount of years. And I said, you sound like a black man. And he looked confused when he looked at me. And then he paused for a second. He said, you know what? I get that. because there's nothing we can do about it. You know, hey, that's the nature of people. They look at you, judge you, stereotype you, whatever manner. And just because the coronavirus came from Wuhan, China, everybody that looks Asian look like they making you have it. If you're doing 9/11, you know, depending on how old you are, Middle Easterners, all of them looked like terrorists to a lot of people in America. Not just whites, not just blacks, to a lot of people. And, you know, everybody getting their dosage of our daily life, so deal with it. That's all I can say on that tip. But like I say, I don't know. I'm not panicking over this deal. I'm really not. I'm just kind of, I'm not going to say over it because it's not over, but I'm just kind of just like we with anthrax, with Ebola, with what was the other one? The swine flu. I mean, it's something every few years. It really is. And again, I'm not playing it down because there are people that I care about that are more receptive to this virus than I am. And I would really feel hurt if one of them was to contract it and you know, not live through that. So I'm not playing, I'm not, you know, just blowing it out. But I, you know, like it's nothing. But I'm what I'm not going to do is get into this stressful panic over something I can't, you know, something I can, actually can somewhat control over with my situation. And it's probably just pretty much just kind of keeping things clean and, you know, not touching this, that, and the other, but being in the cleaning business for the time I've been in it, I've kind of developed being a germaphobe anyway. So now I just don't look as silly, as crazy as people think I am when I don't like touching stuff in the public. That's just me. But I'm the same guy that a gutter fish, bare hands, skin it, put wiggly worms on the hook. You know, it is what it is. We all got our issues. Have yours. I got mine. And we can deal with them together. But anyway, so that's that. And of course, with the effects of this coronavirus, man, they suspended the NBA right in the thick of things. We headed towards the playoffs. My Lakers is up. Man, I mean, you know, just, you know, rising stars coming up. I mean, just, I was so excited for this playoffs. And it's not going to happen. Then with two NBA players actually contracting this virus, along with, like, Tom Hanks and his wife, I think the president of some South American country. I want to say Brazil, but don't quote me on that. You know, so this is, no one's immune to this at this point, but, you know, it'd be kind of selfish of us. Granted, we love sports to, you know, these athletes got the right to, you know, be healthy and, you know, be there for their families too, so. But this kind of makes Sunday kind of boring when you can't watch nothing, no sports, nothing. I mean, even baseball, which we got the St. Louis Cardinals, one of the best teams in baseball, they've cut off their spring training. We just got the XFL league football team. Their season, they was doing pretty good. Their season was cut short. So it's like the effects of this thing, and this is my issue with it, if you will. The term pandemic, or, you know, epidemic or pandemic that people use, that puts people in the scare. And information, whether it's false information, information not in its entirety, spread it so fast, whether it's through all outlets of media, all through social media, it spreads so fast that we're in a world where we will react to almost anything. And that, people, is a pandemic that I'm scared of. I mean, people react to anything. I don't know who came up with this. Oh, you need toilet tissue. Now there's no more toilet tissue. And I tell you what, I bet you Charmin and whoever makes toilet, but they're one of the top ones, but Cottonelle, who's ever making this toilet tissue, I bet you they're not mad or worried about this coronavirus. But back to what I'm getting at, the effects that this is having on our everyday life and on our world and as a society. I mean, I was talking to my cousin in Chicago. I mean, schools are out. They just now doing it here in St. Louis. I think they announced it like, I think Friday it was. But in Chicago, schools are out until next month. They basically got an extra week and a half before spring break. And a lot of the jobs are out. You know, working people are out. I mean, what are these people supposed to do? And what is this doing to us as a society to where, bam, a super virus has arisen. There's no vaccine, known vaccine for it as of yet. And it affects, it can affect anybody, but it can lethally affect a smaller portion of the population. Not taking that into matter, like it's less than, because people got the right to want to live, you know, if they can live. But it's affecting this a smaller amount of people in a lethal manner. And here we go, buying up all the toilet paper with nothing to do. What does that, where does that put a person's headspace besides being stressed and causing a high level of anxiety in a society that's driven towards that anyway? But I don't know, you know. I tell you one thing, I'm just not going off what the news say and what everybody else doing as far as my reaction to this. I can clean myself after I use the bathroom. I have plenty of water to drink. But hey, let's guess what, people? And I'm 41. Some people may be younger, may not know. You actually can drink the water out of your tap unless you live in like a Flint, Michigan. Shout out to Flint. They're making some moves on getting their water back up and going. I think that was a catastrophe in this country. And since it was in a black community, unfortunately, it hasn't been a big deal. So I'll address that at a later time. But people, you can actually boil you some water, some tap water, if you feel this strongly against it. You know, in this world of 20 different brands of bottled water, think about that. You got one thing and 20 different brands of the same thing, water. Hey, but who am I? I used to drink out of water hose with no problems, with all type of bacteria and parasites, and I'm one of them people now where I only drink spring water, so I get it. But if I didn't have it and I was quarantined to my home, I'll boil me up some water, filter it, put it in the freezer, and I don't think I'll die, you know. But it's called survival mode, and instead of just letting everybody put you in a panic, make you spend more money, stress you out, and unfortunately, people just don't know, don't have the survival skills, the masses anyway, just don't have the common survival skills. So again, I'm not letting this damn virus scare me into nothing, staying nowhere, or not doing my regular life. Other than my not touching people or touching my face, I'm pretty much going to be living the same way as you should. As you should. But anyway, so the sports are gone. Basketball, baseball, concerts. I was going to go see the comedy concert here in St. Louis. That was canceled. So anything where a group of people are canceled, but I wonder, are they canceling taking people to jail? Because that's a large group of people in a small space. And I'm not talking about if you committed serious crime. Let's not be silly here, but if you miss court, you had a warrant. I mean, you know, what are you going to do about it? But this is taking a great effect on our society today. And the I beg the different group click, we're not going to let it bother us. We're going to be aware of it. We're going to be on top of it. But we're not going to stress out over this. You know, we're not going to stress out over it. So anyway, since it's been a slow week in activity outside of this coronavirus, I think I'm going to go have me a Corona. And I'm not really a beer drinker, but just for the hell of it. And I'm doing some work in my house. I'm going to finish my kitchen up. And yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And I apologize again for being so long with the podcast. And again, this is work. I'm starting to get the feel of it. I'm comfortable with it. But I mean, outside of this, I have a working life too, and it's a lot to try to put together consistently. But I was really uplifted by the message I got, and I'm going to stick with it and be consistent. That's what I'm going to do. So I'm gonna cut this one short, and I really want everybody to know, just again, Thank you for the listens, for the comments. I really, truly appreciate it. Stay sucker-free, ignorant-free, and corona-free. And if anybody tell you that you should do this, that, and the other, and they don't have nothing to back it up or no proof, beg to differ. It's your boy, Big Breeze.
I holler.